Making sense of it all. This section will show you how to make sense of all the data you've collected and how to put it in a form that will enable you to see exactly where the money-making opportunities are and where they aren't. Because remember, at this point, you are still in due diligence mode. So if you find that the money-making opportunities aren't there, there is still time to renegotiate the purchase price or pull out of the deal entirely if the numbers simply won't add up to profit in your pocket. In the sections that follow, I'll walk you through how to formulate a management plan and an operating budget simultaneously for the property. They really go hand in hand. The management plan will define the key strategies you will use to either cut expenses, increase income, or both. The operating budget links numbers to those strategies and helps you quantify your bang for the buck. Remember, you are still in due diligence mode. So if you discover the money-making opportunities aren't there, there is still time to renegotiate the purchase price or pull out entirely. At this point, I ask myself how I will run the property once it's mine. I'd rather take the time before I've closed on the sale to develop a few what-if scenarios than to live through some if-only scenarios. Why go it alone? You'll want to call in your team to provide their opinions on the data you compiled. I typically call in my tax accountant, property management expert, insurance agent, contractors, and anyone else who I may need to make a thorough evaluation. Not long ago, we were in due diligence on a property in Tucson, Arizona, that was in bad need of repair. There was no way I could estimate the costs of repairs on my own, as they were way beyond the scope of my expertise. So I called in my contractor to do a site inspection and asked him what it would take to get the place in shape. He provided me with a rough estimate of $700,000, which we provided the seller. Unfortunately, the Tucson property had been severely neglected, and the seller, which was the bank, was not interested in making the needed repairs. They were also not interested in entertaining our greatly reduced purchase price. So we parted ways and moved on to the next deal. Even though we didn't close on the property, the information was out in the open, and that's the power. There are no strong-arm tactics here, just the reality. And the reality was, I wasn't buying the property at my initial offer price, knowing it needed $700,000 in repairs. The property plan, adding value. You will reach your financial goals much quicker if you can find property that is underperforming and kick it into shape through sound management. Sound management means reducing expenses and raising income. That's how you increase the value of your investment. Hopefully, during your evaluation and due diligence, you found some specific ways to increase the cash flow of the property. Here are some examples of what you might be thinking as you develop your property plan. Are there laundry facilities on site? Are units with breathtaking views priced at a premium? Is there room on the property to build more units or garages? Could you install access gates which increase the perceived value of the property along with the rents? You get the idea. The property itself should be showing you the money. If you aren't seeing increased income potential around almost every corner, you're not looking very hard, or there may not be much. If it's the latter, you may want to consider another property. Your team members should be active participants in the mission of finding income-generating or expense-saving opportunities. They will see things you don't see. If you think there is no creativity in this business, you are dead wrong. I have a lot of fun walking properties with my team and just exploring the possibilities. At this point, your job is to ask, what if? And with every what if, imagine how the bottom line would shape up. Here are a few what ifs you should be asking of the properties you are considering. What if I increase the rents? Will it create more vacancy? How quickly will I rent the unit if someone moves out? What is the market rent in the area? What if I need to attract new residents? Do I have a system in place? Do I have a waiting list? Is that advertisement in the newspaper worth the expense? What if I plan to adhere to the lease agreement? Will it generate more income through late fees, parking fees, water and sewer fees? What if I had a couple insurance companies bid my insurance? What if I installed energy-efficient lighting? As you can see, there are lots of ways to increase income and reduce expenses. It just takes looking at the property and seeing the opportunities, understanding the residents' needs, and creatively coming up with solutions.